Lou Frey, let me start with you. I want to ask you about the Republicans' presidential hopefuls, their potential slate of candidates for 2016. Now, what are your thoughts on who they should be putting up, what their options are at this stage?
Well, frankly, somebody asked me about it, who was the front runner, and I said, we don't have a front runner. We really don't even have a rear runner. It's just starting. When you look at it, nobody's got any traction at all. The governor of New Jersey may have more traction than anybody at this time, but it is really minimal. And I don't think the person who's going to end up being nominated is even in the play right now. It could be the former governor of Indiana. And, you know, it also brings to mind, especially in Florida, Dick, and you might be interested in commenting on this, what about Jeb Bush? I think that he is not out there doing much actively, but he certainly would be one who could attract some attention. And that just shows you the Republican Party has a couple problems. One, and they've fixed this one, they understand women vote now. You know, that's a big breakthrough that you got the female vote. And secondly, of course, you have to deal with the Hispanic vote. And if the Republican Party can appeal on what they believe on a strong philosophical basis to either of these groups and so forth, they've got a chance. If they don't, it really doesn't make a heck of a lot of reason, I would say, as to who the nominee is. You got the basic issues to face, and you got to fight within your own tent, but then come out of it strong. And the Democrats have it's a lot easier one, Dick, if the Secretary of State wants to run.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I hate to see all these Republicans in fighting like this, but you can't decide.
We're going
to
send Dick as the peacemaker.
Look, first of all, you know, I always said politics is very hard to earn political currency. It's very easy to lose it. Look at Rubio, a rising star, Tea Party supported, and was on the front page of Time magazine. He was going to be the savior of the party. He walked a limb on immigration, and now his numbers are way down. The Tea Party is upset with him. But now he's out on issues like abortion and rescinding Obamacare, trying to appeal to the right again. But he's way down. And Jeb Bush, who I greatly admire from his public policy standpoint, is really not ratcheting up either, and he's going to have to find a way to keep very, very visible. The problem is with Republicans, you've got people like Ted Cruz, who's really commanding all the airtime, and Rand Paul commanding all the airtime. But usually the airtime is being commanded on something very right-wing light. You know, we need to rescind Obamacare or threaten to close the government down. So they really are wrestling with this whole thing. And the people who seem to be the heir apparent at this point in time, I agree with Lou, it's going to change many times over. The Democratic side, if Hillary Clinton wants the nomination, she'll get the nomination. I mean, there's discussion about Vice President Joe Biden running, but again, you can't beat, in my opinion, you cannot beat Hillary Clinton. So the Democrats seem to be got ours nailed down, even though we're trying to, quote, recruit her to run.
I saw a cartoon, rather, in the Orlando Sentinel, actually, which made a comment to that point, an image of Hillary Clinton starting the race before the starter had even loaded his pistol.
Right.
I mean, is it too early, do you think, to be laying this groundwork, or you clearly think that now is the right time to be?
It's not too early because it's Hillary Clinton, because she's been, you know, United States Senator from New York, and she's been a very successful Secretary of State. So it would be the first female she ran last when 2008. So it's not too early from that standpoint, but she does have to be careful about does she get out too far out there. But she's got to do public policy speeches from the time she will. And she's in great, great demand. So you have to balance it, but no, it's not too early for her.
Mm-hmm. Lou Frey, let me ask you, your colleague here brought up the name Ted Cruz. Is it a bad thing for Ted Cruz to be commanding airtime? Do you see him as a potential candidate, or do you think he's too far to the right to be a viable candidate for the Republicans?
Well, I think he's certainly one that if you want to run as a conservative Republican, you turn to. Is he a viable candidate in the long run? No, I don't think so. I think it's politics is simple. Dick and I have said it over and over again. As a Republican, you run to the right and then get back to the middle. Mm-hmm. As a Democrat, you're on the left and get back to the middle. And so the press, they're just looking for a great story.